This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There are some 300 athletes from the United States competing this week in the Paralympic Games in Rio. Four of them are Massachusetts natives. We spoke with two of those, a sailor from Marblehead and a runner from Grafton.
My name is Chaz Davis, and I'm part of the Team USA Paralympic track team.
Chaz Davis is 22. 3 years ago, he was a freshman at the University of Hartford, running on the track and cross-country teams. He had a crushing medical setback.
One day in March, I woke up and my right eye, I could really not see too much out of it at all.
It happened so suddenly. Doctors didn't know what was wrong. It wasn't until several months later that doctors determined he had a disorder that attacks the eye's optic nerve and makes it atrophy. Davis soon lost vision in his left eye, too. He was declared legally blind.
Primarily, I see shadows, shapes, and just a whole blur of colors, really. When I first did lose my sight, it was devastating, as, you know, many people would probably realize.
He fell into a deep depression.
I really had no clue where I was going to go. I kind of felt the world was against me and everything was against me, and it would be really hard to move forward.
When Davis was first diagnosed, a doctor told him not to run or exercise at all. It wasn't clear if exertion could further impair what little vision he had left.
And running has always been such a huge part of my life, you know, emotionally, even prior to losing my sight. It has always really been that outlet.
He took the whole summer off. He sat in his bedroom most of the time. He gained 40 pounds. And then he saw a specialist who said that running might help by revitalizing cells. So Davis learned how to run without seeing, how not to fly off the back of a treadmill, how to follow the fuzzy white lines he can just make out on the track. His college teammates rallied around him. He started running on the open road, with them acting as his guides.
So they'll run maybe a step in front of me or side by side where I can see them out of my peripheral vision, because though my entire field of vision is affected, my peripheral vision is most intact. I can have a constant dialogue with them while I run to call out certain obstacles, whether potholes or sticks, those kind of things, so we can maneuver around that.
Chaz Davis started competing again. He became the fastest person on his team, faster than when he had perfect vision. He isn't the only Bay Stater competing in Rio who had to relearn a sport.
My name is Maureen McKinnon. I'm from Marblehead, Mass., and I am here at the Paralympics for the two-person discipline in sailing.
Maureen McKinnon is 51. She became a paraplegic in 1995.
I was right next to an ocean seawall, and I happened to trip on an unfortunate rope that was in front of me I did not see, over the wall and down 13 feet, sitting in a landing in a sitting position, and breaking my lumbar one and giving me an incomplete spinal cord injury from the waist down.
It didn't stop her from going back to competitive sailing. She tried different boats and found one that was a perfect fit, the Scud 18, which is made for people with disabilities. In 2008, 13 years after she became a paraplegic, McKinnon qualified for the Paralympics in Beijing. She and her sailing partner won gold. Her teammate had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and died not long after the Games. McKinnon's new skipper is a college student from California who became a quadriplegic in a diving accident a few years ago. What does it mean to you specifically to be competing in your second Paralympic Games? And are you looking to other people to kind of take notice to what you're doing?
I would prefer that they take notice of disabled sailing as a whole, because I feel as though the sport is very empowering for people with disabilities. We are able to sail leaving our wheelchairs at the dock, and we're free to go about the ocean as we wish. For me, the honor is really to represent my country for a second time and to hopefully bring home some type of bling around my neck.
Some kind of bling.
Of any color.
Of any color. You're not so choosy, are you?
Well, now that I have a gold, you know, a full set would be nice.
Maureen McKinnon's fellow Bay Stater in Rio, the legally blind runner Chaz Davis, says even if he doesn't medal, competing in the Games will be his personal victory.
I'm really just doing this more so for me, because it's something that I needed to do to get myself back on track and move on with my life and move on from this blindness and not let that define me. You know, because there's a lot more to me than just being blind or having a visual impairment. So really taking that leap of faith got me to the point of making it as far as I have.
So here's the update on the games. Chaz Davis came in 10th in the 1,500-meter race. That's a personal best for him. Tomorrow morning, he's going to compete in the 5,000-meter race at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Maureen McKinnon will be sailing every day until medals are awarded on Saturday. She and her sailing partner are in 6th place out of 10 pairs in their class.